Something else that's often used is ion implantation. And in this case, what you do is that you have some ion source, let's say phosphorus or boron. You evaporate the atoms so that you get an atomic beam. You accelerate them. You ionize them to make them charged. You accelerate them with a voltage. You shoot them into a magnetic field. The magnetic field will bend them around the corner, and only the particles with the right mass and charge ratio will come through another aperture, some hole over the right-hand side, and these just get shot at the substrate with energies between kiloelectron volts and mega electron volts. The lighter the elements you use, the further they can be shot into the crystal. The lightest possibility is hydrogen. You can shoot hydrogen about 400 microns into silicon. The other ones just go a few microns. An advantage of this over the diffusion is that you have better control of the interface, the doping profile, between what you implant and what's beneath. So here, when you do diffusion, the doping profile basically, here's the surface, and the concentration looks like a Gaussian. They diffuse in. With ion implantation, when you shoot the ions in at a certain energy, they tend to pile up all about at a certain depth. So most of them that you shoot in end up at a certain depth, and then you can do it again with a different energy and kind of fill this in if you want to get a doping profile that looks more like this. So you have more control of the doping profile if you do implantation than if you do diffusion. And the choice of which one to do is a matter of costs. This one is easy to do over the whole substrate. You just put the mask on, throw it in the oven, bake it for a while. And every place where the substrate is exposed, it diffuses in. And here, you've got to shoot the ions all over the place. So it takes longer. It says that you implant at some small angle. It says 7 degrees here. It doesn't have to be 7 degrees. And the idea there is that the wafers are 100. So that means the atoms, the silicon atoms, are in straight lines like this. And if you implant straight down, then what happens is that some of them get shot right between the atom rows, and they come pretty deep in. But how far down they go depends critically on how it's aligned. If it's off by just a little bit, then they hit an atom and they don't go so deep. And since you don't want to deal with this critical alignment, the ions get shot in at an angle, a small angle like this. When they go very deep in, because you shoot them right between the atom rows, is called channeling. And in ion implantation, you want to avoid channeling. As you can imagine, this implantation causes a lot of damage. It knocks a lot of silicon atoms out of their place. You get vacancies and interstitials. An interstitial is a silicon atom which is not on a lattice site. Should be on a nice diamond lattice site, but they get knocked out of place. And so after the implantation, there's an annealing step that's heated up, and a lot of the interstitials find a vacancy to fall into, and you get a nice crystal again. Okay.